is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, and I go to Italy to my colleague Lorenzo Fiore of the Ansaldo Foundation, the executive director in Genoa. We have news, unhappy news from Italy about a young person who's died. Reuters, Rome. The Italian government said on Friday, in these last hours, it was restricting the use of AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine to people over the age of 60 after a teenager who had taken the shot died from a blood clot. Camilla Canepa died on Thursday, age 18, after being given the vaccine on May 25th, triggering a storm of controversy in Italy over the Anglo-Swedish brand being given to adults of all ages, despite previously raised medical concerns. Lorenzo, this is a tragedy, but as I understand it now, all of Italy is going to be restricted on AstraZeneca. What does this mean for the vaccination, the further vaccination of the population? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John, and good evening to all the radio listeners. Yes, it's a tragedy. You have used the right word. And of course, this has caused a lot of, reaction in the population about the vaccination plan. This young lady, Camilla Canepa, unfortunately died only 18 years old. She had the vaccine on the 25th of May, then she fell into a sort of a crisis. Well, what I understood from the latest news that she had also some, problem, health problem, that probably was an additional element causing, unfortunately, his death. The vaccination will go on, of course, but the authority just today took the decision to restrict the vaccination with AstraZeneca to people like me above 60 years old. They are right now discussing also what to do with those that got the first vaccine with AstraZeneca, but they are below 60. Very likely they will go with another type of vaccine. This is the result. The vaccination will go on also because the supply of vaccine are going well, and we have practically reached half of the population of Italy having got at least the first dose of vaccine.
The vaccination of the whole of the peninsula, how is it going? What is the report from Rome? Are they satisfied?
Yes, they are very satisfied because we have also go above the target of 500,000 vaccine per day. I think last week we reached more than 600,000 because, you know, there was a sort of enthusiasm. And so after having practically covered the so-called risky categories, they decided to initiate the sort of open day for vaccines. So a lot of young people decided to go and queue for getting their first dose of vaccine because there is a lot of desire to spend their holidays this summer to finally go around, enjoy life. That was a sort of motivation in young people, and it was a very positive reaction. Unfortunately, this, tragedy has caused a lot of concern in a larger part of the population. But I think that we will continue because it's clear that the vaccine is making a lot of help. Hospitalization has been drastically reduced. The number of people that unfortunately pass away every day has been now reduced to a number that is only 2 digits below 50. So I think that it's very important to go on and complete the vaccination as soon as possible in order to achieve the immunity across all the community by end of September.
Your economy is important, and your very famous Prime Minister, Mario Draghi, is in Britain. He's in Cornwall with the G7 meeting. What are the expectations for Mr. Draghi at G7? Because he has been touted much as the person to revive the economy.
I think Mr. Draghi is very helpful to all the nation, simply because he has the right men to inspire that confidence that we need to have the best resumption of our activities and also improve a sort of trend that over the last 20 years was not really the best one. I would say one of the lowest growth rate across Europe. He opened a section in Cornwall today. It was the first one opening the session of the G7, and I think this is also a sort of recognition of the role and the leadership that he has also outside Italy. The economy, I think, according to the latest report this afternoon on the radio when I was coming back to Milan from Genoa, was that the growth rate this year is expected to increase above the estimation done by the government, not only 4.5%, but above 5. The right number is 5.1. We do expect to do well, also because we need to avoid any, let's say, social crisis and the people that may lose jobs. We are, confident that by end of this year, the situation will be really better than before the time COVID started. But I prefer to cross fingers and hope for that.
Summertime is coming, Lorenzo. And last year, the summer was very grim because no Americans were in Italy. Now, it was a good thing you could get into museums and see exhibits that you'd been blocked from or kept back from for many decades. But there were no Americans. They're coming this year. Is there expected a large number of Americans? What are they saying?
Well, I can tell you that I just read on La Repubblica, that is one of the most popular newspaper in Italy, that U.S. authority recommended Italy as the right place to spend holidays. And starting from 1st of July, also U.S. citizens will be allowed to enter Italy with the same rule of all the other 27 European countries. No quarantine is needed also for you. And for us, it's a very important news because we need tourists. We need particularly the Americans that love our country. And so I do hope to see many of you in my summertime. I have also friends from Texas coming mid of July, and I hope to enjoy a nice dinner in the Lake of Como in Bellagio and maybe celebrate and have a toast about the end of this nightmare, hopefully.
The last time we spoke, you were in the Lake District and there were German tourists. Are there more German tourists now, and are the French tourists coming?
Well, I can tell you that yesterday I was walking on the Corniche in Genoa, and I had the opportunity to see many European tourists. Right now, the most of them are, of course, from Europe, and the largest part are from Germany, simply because this is the right time for Germans to go on holiday. They have a very specific time window for summer holiday across end of May and the beginning of June. And so the season is promising. Again, we do hope that things will go well. And the season is now open across all the Italian territory, because from next Monday, except 3 regions, if I remember well, all the rest of Italy is white. There will be no more curfew, so people can even enjoy a nighttime after midnight. And so this is, again, another positive sign that things are on the right track.
Roma's open, Napoli's open, Milano's open, Firenze's open. What is anybody waiting for? If Italy's open, we hardly need to worry at all about the future. Lorenzo Fiore of the Ansaldo Foundation, based in Genoa, he's in Milano now, and Italy is welcoming American tourists back after a year off. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.